Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It's Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. We got Dynamite tonight. And unless I've missed something, chat can fill me in. I still don't know anything new about Dynamite that we didn't know 2 days ago. We got two matches announced for this show and nothing else. So hopefully we get more. But we'll talk about what we know, which is not much. And then we got all the rest of the news. We got new matches announced for SummerSlam. We have got 10 matches so far. So that's probably, if you look at the WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 lineups, that's probably almost the full card. So we shall give you that. TNA Impact is tomorrow. We got a full lineup for that show. And then we've got the latest, Jimmy Hart, talking about the Hulk Hogan story. We've got the Vice President of Sports at Netflix talking about WWE Netflix numbers and how things have done for Netflix. Of course, Netflix, by the way, is where you can watch Happy Gilmore 2 this Friday. It'll be debuting there in 2 days, which, of course, has MJF and I think Becky Lynch and Nikki Bella and some others as well. TNA President Carlos Bigfoot Silva talks about a potential new TNA television deal. New Jack is in the WWE 2K25 video game. And Juice Robinson talks about his update. We have a full NXT review, which was like a pretty good show, but it was weird. It's just weird. Just a weird show. We can talk about that. Filthy Tom joins us, plenty more. So we'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are back here on the show. And there will be a new After Dark Radio unless something disastrous happens. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern this afternoon. You're on Sports Byline Broadcasting and twitch.tv/F4WVideo, video.f4wonline.com. You'll be able to check it out. And we're joined, as always, on Wednesday by old Filthy Tom Lawler, who apparently just got back from an evaluation. Tom, how are you doing?
I did just get back from an evaluation from a medical professional. And
I didn't want to specify in case you wanted surgeon, to just make something up.
Well, I went to a local medical facility.
Okay.
A local medical professional took a look at me. He took a look at these scans that I've had done. And he said, you know what? He said, Filthy Tom Lawler, if you walked in to the nursing home right now, there are 90-year-old women who would rightfully have pity upon the shape that your left hip is in.
What a great doctor. God. Did he actually say that?
Yes.
Wow. So what's up?
Getting a hip replacement.
Really?
It appears that way, yes.
Wow. And then like did you ask him questions like
can I go back
and wrestle afterwards or?
No, I just that was it.
Okay.
Of course I asked questions.
Well, what did he say?
Yeah, I mean people have hip replacements. I think I saw somebody have a hip replacement and came back.
So. Yeah, I remember that as well. But, I mean, I'll just put it this way. Roddy Piper got a hip replacement, and he came back, and that was like 30 years ago. So I would think in 2025, I think he'll probably have better hips than the rest of us.
Well, the left side, he said the right side's not great either, but the left side's so bad that there's just like a ton of bone spurs that have pushed the hip out of the socket. I guess is one of the issues.
That sucks. Well, good luck, dude. What do you say about your back? Is it all just your hip? Or is that a separate matter entirely?
Yeah, he said the hip was so bad that needs to be like he was like it's done and dusted. It's a done deal. This hip needs to be replaced.
Wow.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Then they'll work on the back.
Yeah.
Wow. Golly, Jiminy Christmas. Well, good luck, dude.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, if I didn't have to carry you,
would you stop
for the past 10 years?
Get out of here.
All lopsided, maybe I'd be doing all right. Maybe it's because, you know, the last time that we wrestled against each other, you called a move at the finish and then did a different move, and I had to readjust.
Yeah, you know
mid-air
what? That was an awesome.
You.
That was an awesome spot. It couldn't have gone better. The original spot would not have been better, dude. I did a full Jeff Hardy senton into a choke, and you adjusted on the fly. That was a good spot, if I do say so myself. Anyway, Jimmy Hart is pushing back against rumors that Hulk Hogan is in seriously bad health. They've been trying to debunk rumors spread by Bubba the Love Sponge that claim Hogan is in failing health. Apparently Bubba still has a radio show, and that those around him are hiding his true condition. His wife, Hogan's wife, said July 11th, which would have been a week ago, that Hogan has been in and out of the hospital following back fusion surgery. He is healing, and they are taking it one day at a time. She said, no, he is definitely not in a coma. His heart is strong. There was never any lack of oxygen or brain damage. None of those rumors are true. And then Jimmy Hart, Hogan's friend and manager, Hogan's health? Oh, Bubba the Love Sponge claimed Jimmy Hart had privately told people Hogan was not doing well. Cannot speak, and the situation does not look good. Hart publicly denied that, saying in a tweet yesterday, Hulk is doing great, doing phenomenal. Last night at karaoke with Nick was absolutely fantastic. So we're not exactly sure if those two things are related or if he just tweeted two things at the same time.
Yeah, was the Hulkster at karaoke?
It's not made clear.
I would think this would be pretty easy to figure out considering it's done at a public place, right? It's at Hogan's Beach Bar or whatever it is.
Yes, he is suggesting that. Listen, I kind of felt bad even talking about Hogan yesterday because, the family's doing what they're doing for whatever reason. But, you know, the story that I was told from a person who was not Bubba and not Jimmy Hart is that the truth is somewhere in the middle. Like, he's having a lot of problems. It's not as bad as Bubba is saying, and it is not as phenomenal as Jimmy Hart is saying. So that's pretty much all I know, but that's the latest, which really isn't much of an update. The G1 continues, and Jeremy Finestone of the Speaking of Strong Style podcast on the Fight Game Network he's been updating all of this for me because he's kind of watching everything, and I guess the update is that once again, Gabe Kidd had to pull out. So this is now another match that he's missed due to a leg injury, which happened as a result of a match with Tanahashi, which apparently was
Takeshita.
Which was a very good match. Takeshita landed on his leg early in the match. They still finished the match, and it was still really good. But I guess Gabe said that he's still not feeling 100%, and so I guess we'll see if he continues in the tournament at all. He said he didn't want to wrestle at less than 100%, so he's going to wrestle at 0% and just forfeit the match. So there you go. We had let's see what we had. Got any updates here? This thing's been updated, but you know how it goes. Anyway, that's the big news.
Riveting.
Yeah, thank you. Where's my? Did this get updated on my notepad here? Good thing I checked that before the show, you know. Anyway, what else is going on? Have you watched any of the G1? You haven't, have you?
No, I have not watched any of the G1. There's way too much wrestling and MMA to watch for me to catch up on. There's stuff I miss that I'll never get to see. And quite frankly, the G1 comes on at a very inopportune time to watch. And there's so much stuff that I don't want to ask this question, but
I'm gonna. Was there a chance that you were going to be in the G1 until your
No.
hip? Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Well, somebody on the site was like, hey, you know, well, there we go. I got the updates now. Somebody on the
yeah, good. Move away from
I don't know
that,
why the thing didn't update. That was irritating.
there was no chance whatsoever.
But anyway, somebody said, like, Tom, you know, somebody needs to do the G1. And you were like, you couldn't pay me enough to do it. You seem really bitter about the G1. From the day they announced it and the day it started, you've just been angry. Just been angry about the G1 for some reason. I was wondering if there was more to it. Okay, so anyway, Gabe Kidd missed that second match. He's pretty much almost certainly eliminated as a result of this. Shota Umino beat Zack Sabre Jr. in a rematch from Wrestle Kingdom. So Zack Sabre Jr. is the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. So Umino got a win over him here in the G1. Night 4 G1 matches, best night of action thus far. Taichi is the MVP after three matches.
Yeah, it's been four nights.
Yeah. And the standings are in the A block with 4 points. It's a mini person tie at this point. Taichi, Oleg, Oiwa, Yoda Tsuji, and Evil all have 4 points. And in the B block, Yoshihashi has 6 points in the lead. And then Drilla Maloney, Ren Narita, Takeshita, and Shota Umino all in second place with 4 points. So those are the big notes from the G1. And we'll keep everybody updated. Thanks to Jeremy for refreshing it. I don't know why my thing didn't refresh it. Other than, it's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's always going to be a disaster no matter what. Because it's a live radio show. All right. We're going to talk more after the break, everybody. So stick around. Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to a peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What were we going to talk about after the break? I'm already.
Oh, my God.
We jibber-jabbered so much during the break that I forgot.
Well, we didn't talk about it on air, but off air we did mention this. In what I think is sort of a monumental case, the Georgia State Athletic Commission, this is from Lance Spaud, who's a manager of many MMA UFC fighters. Per the Georgia State Athletic Commission, Cody Brundage's June 14th bout against Mansur Abdul Malik has been overturned to a majority draw. And while that may not seem like big news, this is the first time that I can remember, first time I can recall, first time I have asked multiple people that first time they can think of, that they can recall, that an athletic commission has gone back after a fight and overturned the decision in the UFC. I don't know that this has ever happened before. I guess a few, maybe a couple years ago, yeah, the California Commission overturned a fight due to cage grabs and made that a no contest. But this is the first time I remember a UFC fight being overturned due to a unintentional headbutt that led to a TKO that has now become a majority draw as they went back to the scorecard. So perhaps we'll see more of this in the future. We've seen, if you remember, Brian, did you remember watching that Ken Shamrock versus Hoist Gracie 3 fight in Bellator when they were old men moving around?
I vaguely
like
remember this. It was not memorable.
Well, Hoist Gracie kneed Ken Shamrock in the groin blatantly and then got a TKO, and it was never, they never went back, they never looked at the footage. But perhaps there's light at the end of the tunnel for some of these MMA decisions that should be overturned, as this is the first one I can remember happening.
All right, I want to make a couple of mentions about SummerSlam. So we now have 10 matches, and a couple of notes. I had these on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com and also for my ex-subscribers yesterday. So main event, obviously, John Cena, Cody Rhodes, street fight. This is all as of today. You know, these things can change, but that's a scheduled main event of night two. Gunther and CM Punk World Heavyweight title. That is the scheduled main event of night one. Randy Orton and Jelly Roll versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul, which is kind of a replacement match. Originally, Travis Scott and Bad Bunny were going to be in a tag match at SummerSlam. And old Travis Scott looks like he's out. So
he's out before he was even in.
Yeah, well, he was in. I mean, he nearly killed Cody at WrestleMania.
He ruined
Elimination Chamber or whatever it
he
was.
He ruined WrestleMania. If you listen to Drew McIntyre
on
the Logan Paul show.
I'm not going to argue that. We have Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill for the WWE Women's title. We've got Naomi versus Io Sky and Rhea Ripley in a triple threat match for the Women's title. Dominic Mysterio, AJ Styles will be happening at SummerSlam, which has kind of always been the plan, although they kind of delayed it due to Dom's ribs, which may have been more storyline than anything else. Becky Lynch and Lyra, no DQ, no count out. I guess Lyra's last chance to challenge Becky for the title. And I believe that will be on Saturday. That was the plan as of yesterday. This is a fun typo from the front page. The WWE U.S. champion, Might have won this from Pat Patterson. Solo Sikoa will defend against Jacob Fatu in a steel cage match. We have got Roxanne and Raquel against Charlotte and Alexa. So originally, Charlotte and Alexa was a singles match at SummerSlam. But apparently, Charlotte requested that the team continue on because it's like kind of getting over. And she's getting over. And they're selling a lot of merch. So I don't see any reason they need to rush Charlotte versus Alexa. So sounds good to me.
No, but it is so bizarre. You got creepy Alexa with the doll in one segment. And then she's playing cheerleader for Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, the whole thing's
in
weird.
In the next.
It's bizarre.
It's more confusing than what's going on with Bayley.
I will say that I did laugh when they did that segment on SmackDown where Charlotte said, you know, I got us a tag match and I've got a singles match tonight and it would be nice if you came out and you were in my corner. And Alexa looks at her and she goes, do I look like a cheerleader? And there's a pause and Charlotte goes, yeah, actually you do. And Alexa goes, all right. And she pulls out palms. I was like, okay, that was funny. And then we got Roman Reigns and Jey Uso against Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed.
Low bar.
In a tag match. You know, in wrestling, it is a low bar, Tom. There's a lot that, you know, my expectations for comedy and wrestling are usually low.
Oh.
But there have been some, you know what? I know people don't like to admit it, but WWE's had some funny segments. Like, they've had stuff with Dom and the Judgment Day and much better than the old Vince McMahon comedy. It's a lot more subtle nowadays, and some of it's pretty funny.
I laughed so hard last night at a line on commentary we can get to.
For NXT?
NXT, yeah.
Was it Vic?
No.
God, this Vic Joseph. Like I don't think I've ever in my life seen a commentator that like I like him. I want him to keep his job. He seems like a nice guy, but he drives me so crazy sometimes. He says the dumbest stuff sometimes. It's like I don't know what. Maybe it's just he comes across as such a genuine nice guy that like I can't get that mad. But golly, he says stuff sometimes that I'm just baffled. You know, we had a... I won't go into all the details. But somebody the other day was... they were upset, you know. Too much WWE coverage, they said, not enough AEW. And I'm sitting here on a Wednesday, and Dynamite is tonight. And as God is my witness, I'd like to talk more about AEW, but I got nothing to say, dude. We got two matches announced for Dynamite. I've been talking about them for days. They're the same matches we talked about Monday and Tuesday.
What are they?
It's Timeless Tony and Billy Starks and Hangman and Wheeler. I don't know what more you want me to say about it, dude. Like, I've been talking about it for days. They've added nothing.
Should we do predictions?
We know. I already did. We know nothing else for the show tonight. I don't know what I can talk about. It would be a lot easier if, like, we had more stuff. But that's the Dynamite lineup, and I got nothing else to say.
Don Callis' family will appear.
They will?
If one of them doesn't, I'll be shocked. There's 30 people in the
stadium. But we don't know that. They could at least tell us the Don Callis family will speak.
Well, Rocky won't be there.
Why? Is he in Japan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not in the G1. He's with Takeshita.
Oh, Takeshita and Rocky. Yeah,
Takeshita
both
won't be there either.
Golly,
they could have one of the other 50 guys.
They could at least
guys.
Tweet that out. Takeshita won't be here tonight. At least it's something. All right, so I move on. So Impact tomorrow is Joe Hendry and Mike Santana in a singles match.
Wow.
This is a live Impact show.
And from where, Brian? Kingston, Rhode Island.
Is it really?
Yeah, I believe so.
So what?
Well, I'm from up there.
Oh, okay. I don't know if there's like some special thing. JC Jane will appear with the NXT and the TNA Knockouts titles. We have got the Elegance brand versus the Inspiration and a mystery partner. So that's the lineup so far for tomorrow's TNA show. Carlos Silva not Bigfoot Silva. He's still waiting for a new TNA television deal. And he says every day it gets closer. He says, I certainly think Slammiversary and the kind of fan social, the buzz, talking with you and so many others now, all of it matters. Really? In the aftermath of that show with that finish? I don't know, man. The media space is a buzz, he says. So they're going to keep pushing every day till they get that new TV deal. Netflix also announced that WWE programming was doing great. It's everything we could have hoped for and more, said Gabe Spitzer, who was the vice president of sports at Netflix. We knew going in that we're not going to change WWE. It was more, how can we add to it in small ways? And that's what we've seen so far. Everybody is thrilled with this partnership, from what I can tell from these media stories. Hey, did you know they got a new... Yes?
How do I get that job?
To be thrilled?
No, Vice President of Sports for Netflix?
Yes.
They got, like, no live programming and no sports.
Well, it's they got cool WWE, job, brother.
They got boxing every once in a while.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, the WWE 2K25 game released a new DLC pack on Wednesday featuring Jordan Grace, Bull Nakano, Penta, KSI wearing a Prime bottle. Wonder how much they paid for that. And New Jack. New Jack is in WWE 2K25. Paul Heyman said, this is a moment of completion in the entire video game industry. I don't think I can argue with that. Back in a moment with the NXT report and more. Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. It always hit me something right before I come back from break. All right, we got NXT to talk about here, guys. Don't we? Show opened with Booker T coming out. Because, you see, the show was in Houston. And 1,500 seats. About four times your usual NXT crowd. Hot crowd, as we'll get to. Wild. But for some reason, it looked very dark in there, which was kind of, I didn't like that. But Booker comes out, and I swear to God, he's like doing this MC gimmick from the backstage area through the curtain.
This
he's
is what they were
hyping
doing.
Up the show.
This is what they're doing with like Joe Tess and those guys for a few weeks.
Yeah, he's
and
getting
then
everybody
they switch
excited.
To everybody showing up backstage.
Yeah, they're like going nuts, and I'm watching this, and I'm going, you know, I know a lot of people don't like Booker T. But, like, he'd be one of my first hires. Like, this guy's got so much charisma, and he gets the people going. And whatever you think about his commentary, like, think about all the things. I mean, the Devil's Kiss is just, like, the first one that comes to mind. But, like, he's got so many things over from doing commentary for these people at NXT. And no sooner should I be, like, all, you know, all positive on Booker T, he starts to plug the debut match of Blake Monroe. And he goes, the debut match of Monica Monroe tonight. Like, what? You screwed up her name. People get mad at me. Booker screwed up her name on national television. He didn't know her name. So it opened up.
To be honest, it's probably a better name. It could just be M&M again.
You know
what's
funny? Well, first off, you know, I don't want to make fun of the name Blake because she chose Blake because it's like her cousin's name or whatever. But we got a guy that subscribes on the YouTube channel, and not a show goes by where he doesn't say Blake is the worst name you could possibly have for a wrestler, male or female. He just hates it, and his name is Blake. He's just like. My name is Blake, and I hate that name. But anyway, she's Blake Monroe, not Monica Monroe. And she did have her match later.
Well, hey, apparently Monica Monroe is a wrestler in Booker T's reality of wrestling promotion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, about that. Well, there you go. Hank and Tank and Sol Ruk and Zarya versus Nico and Sean and Izzy and Tatum Paxley. So this was one of those matches where we got a Vic Joseph moment. Remember I was talking about Vic? So the match starts, and Vic makes it clear. The men wrestle the men, and the women wrestle the women. That's what he tells us, okay? Vic tells us this. So they're doing this match, and in WWE, this is a different topic for another day, but they will not allow man-on-woman violence. But they will allow woman-on-man violence. So, like, the women are beating the hell out of the men throughout this match. But the men can't really do anything to the women. And if it has to be, like, very, you know, if anything happens, it's got to be, like, very, very, very tame. So they're doing this match. And Zarya ends up in the ring. And she grabs Sean Spears and she lays this dude out with an F5. Full-on F5 to this man. The place goes wild. And Booker T asks a very valid question. Is that legal? At which point, Vic says, of course that's legal! Like, bro, it was you that just told us when this match started men can only wrestle the men and women can only wrestle the women. So a woman attacks a man and Booker T asks a valid question and you blow him off like, of course it's legal. What are you doing, Vic? So then the lights go out and Dark State appears in the building. And man, these guys are geeks. If you watch this show and you watch TNA, man, they're just a bunch of geeks.
Brian.
But everyone has to be scared.
Brian, you missed a very important detail.
Go for it.
Before the lights went out, Sean Spears handed Tatum Paxley a doll.
Yes. So is that what she hit Zarya with to lead to the finish?
I think she poked her in the eye with the doll.
Okay. I think that happened as well. But this all happened when the lights were out. And when the lights came back on, Tatum was just cradling her and pinning her. And nobody, not Vic, not Booker, not Corey, not whoever the heck else was there, nobody made any mention of this whatsoever. God, why is this so hard?
Brian, this had one of the worst finishes I've ever seen. It had that moment you were talking about with Vic, but it also had what I thought was the funniest thing on the show. The number one thing I remember from NXT last night was Booker T, he's putting over Nico Vance. Nico Vance has got a real big future in this business, this and that. And Corey jumps in and Corey goes, you know what? Nico Vance is lucky he found the culling, because if not, he would be in prison somewhere. And Booker T goes, well, I wasn't going to go that far.
Booker is such an underrated
talent. I was dying. It's just like, oh, I wasn't gonna say that.
We had a women's segment. Fatal Influence comes out. JC cuts a promo about her title. She's interrupted by Lash Legend. Then they're interrupted by Jada, who, by the way, again gets the biggest babyface pop of any of the women.
Who was supposed to be a babyface here? Jada Parker? That was it?
No, Jada's a heel.
What?
No!
Tom, Lash a baby
Tom
face?
Stop. Do not do this to me. I've been talking about this for months.
I know, but I thought that they...
No, she's a heel. Everybody in Houston loves her.
I was told Kalani Jordan was a heel, too. And that clearly is not the truth.
For about 3 weeks. But anyway, it like breaks down into like a brawl, and then it just is over. It's like, it didn't lead to a match. It didn't lead to a challenge. It didn't lead to anything. It was just there. God. And then we had a bunch of other segments. And then we had Ricky Starks and Jasper Troy. And here, I swear to God, this is the finish. They end up brawling up on the ramp. And all of a sudden, they just do an extreme close-up of Jasper. For like 30 seconds. We don't know where Ricky is. We don't know what happened. We don't know why they're just showing us a close-up of Jasper's face. And finally they zoom out and the freaking ramp has broken and Ricky has fallen through it. Now, when you hear me explain this, you think, golly, that's a terrible thing that happened. But no, this was a work.
So how?
No.
This could not have been the plan.
Yes,
I'm sure that thing was supposed to break. He was supposed to just fall through it off camera, and then casually they're like, "Well, oh, Ricky Starks fell through the ramp."
I think they couldn't. My guess is they couldn't figure out how to gimmick it right, and so that's why they didn't show anything for 30 seconds while they did whatever they had to do.
No, he had to have fallen through that not on purpose. He was supposed to get put through it with that senton. There's no way.
He fell through. Well, I mean, maybe it broke. Whatever.
That's more unbelievable than what I'm going to hear on After Darkly.
Okay. So you think he was supposed to senton him and the thing was supposed to break and it broke early?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, that's possible. But the point is, the freaking ramp breaks in the storyline.
Can you imagine planning that in the back with the agent? Hey, we want the camera to cut for 30 seconds and then he's just going to fall through the ramp?
Bro.
No, come on.
The point is, in storyline, this company is incompetent. They can't even make a ramp. So this guy falls
Ricky
through the ramp.
Ricky Starks weighs, what, 200 pounds?
Like an idiot.
He fell through the
ramp. 135, so if he's 160, I mean, come on. So the ramp breaks. And then Jasper gets back in the ring to win via countout. So, like, hey, at least it was creative. They want this feud to continue. They didn't want to beat Ricky. They had to come up with something. It was, like, preposterous.
Do they want it to continue?
Yes,
I figured they're clearly just jobbing Ricky out on his way to the main roster.
No, they'd have beat him. This is going to continue. Ugh. We had Trick coming out for a promo, and, like, this was one of those things. Golly, I just... If you want to ask me the worst thing about WWE, it's segments like this.
Yeah.
Trick just won the NXT. He just retained the title at the biggest NXT show of all time. He comes out, and he's just like a massive superstar. And he cuts his promo, and he's so great, and he's so
confident.
He was
great on Raw.
Yeah, it's like this guy is, I mean, he should be a top guy in the main roster right now. And then out comes The Undertaker, and they do a talking segment, and Trick tries to attack him, and Undertaker chokeslams him and leaves him for dead. And it's the same crap I've had to put up with for like 40 years. Old guy beats up young champ, but the young guy's getting the rub by getting his... God.
Brian, I got a question, too. Is there, like, a hierarchy of which Undertaker you get beat up by? Like, is this American Badass Undertaker, is he higher up or lower down on the chain than the Dead Man Undertaker?
I don't
know. Or what about...
You're bearing the lead here. They had Trick laid out like a geek by this old retired guy. For what purpose? To give Trick the rub? To give the rub to this A&E show, which on a good week is doing 90,000 viewers, and on a bad week, we can't even tell how many because it's not even on the chart?
Right.
God.
Let's talk about it.
Hideous. Monica Monroe beat Ren Sinclair. And then, actually, honestly, like, the match was just nothing. But afterwards, Blake came out, or she was cutting a promo, and Jordan came through the crowd. And Jordan starts murdering these security dudes, just killing them. And then Blake headbutted her and gave her a DDT and laid her out on the outside. Post-match, miles better than the match. It was a good post-match. Then we had Ethan Page coming out for a promo. And long story short, the North American title is now the Canadian title. Maybe Lance can show up in TNA.
I think it's still just the North American title.
Well, it's got a new strap that's the Canadian flag. But the point is, like, I swear to God, we heard 50% of this promo because these fans are chanting "shut the F up" so loudly that for like 30 seconds on end, he's just like, you know, minutes on end.
Yeah.
And then
it's one of those things, if I tuned in while this was going on, I would be feverishly changing the channel back and forth, pressing the mute button, trying to figure out what's going on.
And then, I swear to God, coming out to challenge Ethan Page for this title next week is Santino Marella. Yes. Santino Marella versus Ethan Page for the North American title on NXT next week. I told you guys, it's like 90s wrestling. You never know what's going to happen. There's wild highs. There's disastrous lows. It's like when Vince used to say, anything can happen in WWE. That's NXT and TNA. Then... Oh, my God. I need hours to talk about this Bully Ray thing.
I knew it.
God. I swear to God, guys, Bully Ray shows up, and they shoot an angle for Charlie versus Tavion, where if Tavion wins, he's free, and if Charlie wins, they can never discuss it again. We saw this match with those tips, and they shot an angle for it 2 weeks later?
Why is Bully Ray making this match?
I don't know, dude. And then he's putting over, like, he's just, like, he's salivating over what a performance Ren had tonight. And it's like, dude, she lost in 2 minutes clean. What are we doing? We'll talk about the main event, which was the best thing on the show by miles after the break. Observer Live. Your loving gives me eyes, so to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is... All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Main event was Obafemi, Inamura, and Briggs. They only had like 11 minutes, but this match was great. This was a great match. And,
yeah, they got right down to business.
I mean, the story early, the story didn't make sense early. Because, you know, Inamura and Briggs, like, they would get mad at each other if one of the other cost the other, like, a win or something. But it's like, they got in a fist fight last week. Like, am I missing something here? So, they finally, like, get fight and everything like that. And it ends up with Inamura hitting the Irinage and Oba. He goes up top. He hits the big splash.
Hold on. That was a Muso. Let's get it right. That is the move.
All right.
That is the move that fell Kenta Kobashi in his GHC title reign.
All
Takeshi
right.
Rikyo's Muso, used by sumo practitioners.
Okay, we got like 15 seconds here. So then there's a big moonsault, breaks it up. There's a giant brawl. Inamura in this striking battle with Briggs chops him right in the face. And then finally he kills him with a lariat. But then Oba hits the ring. He kills Briggs with a lariat. Hits a pop-up powerbomb. Gets the pin. This place was going wild for the last couple of seconds of this match. And then, I don't know if it was just, like, my thing or whatever, but the ref goes, 1, 2, 3! Just gone. Off the air. That was kind of weird. It's a weird show. Just weird. Just like this show.
That was more than 15 seconds.
Tom, I hope to see you later on this week. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you in an hour. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Twitch, and YouTube. We'll see you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.